Minister, yesterday the Central Bank forecast that the government is set to miss its housing targets each year out to 2025. They expect that from this year out to 2025, your government will fall over 12,000 homes short of your own target. And, you know, the world and the dog knows that your own targets are woefully short of what is needed to meet demand. So, Minister, this is deeply concerning. The government has missed its own social and affordable targets since 2020, I'm sure you'll acknowledge. And if this abject failure continues, the housing crisis will deepen further, impacting housing need and the cost of housing as people are looking to rent and buy. Minister, you created, along with your party and Fine Gael, this housing crisis, and our people cannot afford for it to worsen further. So do you accept that your housing plan is failing, is actually designed to fail, and will you commit, as Sinn Féin have repeatedly called, for you to deliver 20,000 public homes per year?
Last year, housing output increased by about 45%. And the data now, in terms of commencements, completions, planning permissions, I think it's fair to say is more encouraging than it was perhaps 6 months ago. We are seeing a lot of activity in the sector. The suspension of the development contributions, for example, the water connection fees, is making a real difference. It is making projects that may have been marginally unviable now potentially viable, and the feedback has been quite positive in relation to that. There are lots of different ingredients here, from the planning system, which has to be reformed, to the issue of funding, and Home Building Finance Ireland are doing a lot of work in that regard to try and fill the gap that's there in some instances. But Minister O'Brien is confident that we will meet the housing targets this year, but we are also reviewing the national planning framework because the population has grown and the needs all over the country have increased significantly.